It is March 30, 2024. It's 6:37 AM. So yesterday I didn't do any logs because it was Easter Friday. And I decided not to record anything because I shouldn't be really doing anything. So yesterday we ended up having dinner with my wifey's parents for dinner. And throughout the day, I ended up recording two episodes. One episode for your bookmark podcast. Two episodes. One episode is whatever the original schedule we had. The other one's re-record because there was an issue with the recording, like I mentioned before. So we ended up recording it on location. For one, to test the equipment. The second is Marco's beside me. Two is to test the recording, plus to give my co-host a book that it was signed by one of the authors that we reviewed. So it was nice of him to send over. It's Greg Allison. So it was very nice for him to send us a copy of one of his books. And so we did a record. It took us the whole day, majority of the morning, going into the afternoon, because we had to do some administrative stuff as well too. And after that, I went home. Then went for dinner. Weather-wise, yesterday was kind of weird because it was sunny, but at the same time, it was cold. Like, the wind made it really, really cold. Even last night, coming home from the restaurant, it was really chilly. It was cold enough that the wind hits your skin. It feels like it's burning, right? But the temperature did not go down. Like, ambient temperature did not go down to less than -2. So it was a very, very weird feeling weather-wise. Today is supposed to be the same thing, but slightly warmer. It's going to be +8. Currently it's -2. So it's very spring-like weather. But this morning we're going to meet one of my friends for brunch with his kids. Then after that, we're just going to relax, put our feet up for the rest of the day. Because tomorrow we're off to my nephew's first communion. So that's going to be interesting. It's the first event without our mom. So it's gonna be very emotional going in tomorrow. We'll see if I end up recording a log or something, but we'll see. I'm actually in my living room right now, so you can probably hear Marco's water fountain, our humidifier, and him walking around. So it's slightly different than I'm doing right now. One is just to change the pace, plus the wifey is actually sleeping, so my office is right beside the bedroom, and I have a tendency to talk very loudly if I'm in my desk. So if I'm in my living room, I actually speak quieter. How weird is that? But I'm actually going to be using because right now I'm actually using my recorder, built-in microphone. I've been using this a lot, because it's a pretty good microphone. I'll probably be using my other microphone, my handheld mic. It's designed to be close to my mouth, so I'll probably gonna be using that if I'm going to do a recording in an environment that I have to speak very softly. That will give us a little bit more better pickup. So we'll see. I'm probably going to do that. I'm going to have it ready, standing by. The kit that I put together for recording, on location recording, works very, very well. No issues there. The only thing is, like, all the equipment I got with me, cables. I have to get cable ties, but that's fine. The kit itself worked really well, exactly what I was hoping it's going to work. The only issue I have is the bag. The bag is a little too small. I was jamming in things to it just to make it fit. and there's no room for expansion. I was hoping to bring in a headphone amplifier, but I just didn't have room. So now my biggest debate is should I just get a backpack or a rolly bag? But I'm going to wait for that until I get my new recorder coming next week. As soon as I arrive, then I have a better idea how I'm going to be rearranging the bag, or do I need to get another one, right? So for now, I'm just going to keep looking for a solution. So, yeah, okay.
It is 5:10 p.m., and today was pretty chill day. We ending up having brunch with one of my good friends. It's kind of fun. Good friends from high school. And after that, we ending up going to this pancake house thing just pretty close to our place. And while we're waiting for a table, my best friend, one of my best friend and best man showed up with his family. So it was just a weird... everyone knows each other day, so that was a nice thing to see. I saw my goddaughter today as well too, so that was nice to see her. So it was just nice to hang out and just, you know, put your feet up and just enjoy the just enjoy, right? I also got whatchamacallit, when we got home, we ended up just relaxing, put our feet up, and just watch a little bit of Attorney Wu, because season 2 is supposed to be coming out like next few months in Netflix, but it's already been shown in Korea, so that's pretty neat. I also ending up using a microphone. I'm not sure if you guys noticed this tonality of the log is slightly different, because I decided to use a proper mic instead of the mic that comes with the recorder. The reason why is I need something different, a little bit more durable, less pick me uppy signal wise. So I'll be using this for a bit to see if I can test this. And we also went out to get some card for my nephew that's having his first communion tomorrow. So it's been a very weird and relaxing day, and to be honest with you, it feels like it's what we normally have during a weekend. We just do a lot of things during the day. At night we just relax, put our feet up. We were planning to go out for dinner, but after we get the card but we decided, you know what, I think I just want to chill at home and not do anything fancy. So we decided to just pack it up, head home, and just going to be getting ready for tomorrow and just relax for a bit and enjoy the rest of the evening. It's going to be an early night. The reason why is maybe I have to pick up my... pick up my dad and my sister at their place. And after I head to the church for my godson's first communion, so that'll be cool. Because of the traffic and the construction happening at the highway coming from where we live to downtown, we have to slightly leave early, because here in Toronto or in Ontario, if you live in the area or if you don't live in the area, we have a calculation. If the government or whoever's doing the construction says it will take 3 years, we add in 3 years plus Metrolinx calculation. So that will give us a total of like 3 times longer. So it's going to take us 9 years to finish this construction. So if you guys don't know who Metrolinx is, Metrolinx is the governing body for transit in Ontario. Unfortunately, they've been building this cross-town railway for the past 20 years now. Feels like 20 years. 10 years? 15 years? I don't know. I can't remember anymore. But they said they're supposed to be done in 10 years. It's been doubled or probably even tripled now. It felt like it's such a long time. It's just part of a landscape that of that area where construction is. They keep saying that they'll be finishing now. They're going to finish now. But we, every year they keep adding a couple more years of the construction. So that's why now the ongoing now is the construction plus Metrolinx calculation. So that usually times it by three, right? And yeah, so every time they say this construction takes gives us a number, we normally multiply it by three. So it's kind of bad, to be honest. That's kind of bad, but yeah, no. So yeah, no, I'm just gonna relax for tonight and hopefully talk to you guys before I go to bed.